This is the Purple Project Podcast Weekend Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State, coming at you on this weekend edition of July 23rd, 2022. And we're going to focus on the post-MLB draft, where a total of three K-Staters got drafted over this past week. We already talked about the home run king, Dylan Phillips, in a previous edition of a daily. If you have not done that, please go and check that out on the archives, where all our episodes are at. Obviously, the Pro Project Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, whether that is from Spotify, iTunes, Odyssey, and a few more other places you can find us at as well. Well, folks, Blake Adams, Dom Johnson were taken in consecutive... This is funny. Blake Adams, Dom Johnson were taken with consecutive picks in the 13th round of the 2022 MLB First Year Player Draft back on Tuesday. And Blake Adams was selected by the Colorado Rockies, number 386th overall, while Dom Johnson was chosen by the Detroit Tigers with the 387th overall pick there as well. That is pretty funny, to be honest with you. What are our chances with that, especially of how many K-State Wildcats, former baseball players now, got chosen? Obviously, got to go back. Dylan Phillips is way up there in the mix in front of that as well. He was taken in the 8th round this past Monday by the Los Angeles Angels. Again, more information, go check that daily out as well. Kind of to put the closing book on both of these players, who were basically just outstanding, in particularly Dom Johnson. Blake Adams, the pitcher, had 17 appearances with 13 weekend starts. He went 6-for-6 with an ERA of a shade over 5 there, 49 earned runs, 87 innings pitched, and led the team with 90 strikeouts. He finished 6th in the conference in innings and 9th in strikeouts there as well. He did have 6 quality starts with 4 straight quality innings outings from February 25th to March 8th, of course. Adams from the Arkansas area, Springdale, Arkansas, to be exact. Product was tab, both pitcher, Big 12 pitcher of the week and newcomer of the week, back on April 18th after posting 7 innings of 1-run ball against what was then ranked Texas back in April 15th in the win over 7th ranked Longhorns. There you go on that as well. And then Adams logged season highs. He pitched 7 2/3 innings with 12 strikeouts in a start against CSU Bakersfield earlier this year, back on February 25th there as well. It marked a single game high by any Wildcat, both innings and punchouts there as well. Dom Johnson, he was the energizer bunny for his K-State offense there. All Big 12 honorable mention selection, started 57 games for the Cats. They're all in the outfield. Led the Cats in all 3 slash categories. 345 hitting average with a 419 on-base percentage and a 593 slugging percentage as well. He also led the team in hits with 78, doubles 20, runs scored 45, and stolen bases with 12, while ranking 2nd with 12 home runs on the team there as well. His 12-20 doubles this past year was tied for 4th most in a single season in K-State history. And the most, it's Austin Fisher's 20 doubles during the 2013 season there as well. Additionally, he became the first Wildcat since Jeff Holz back in 1988 to homer twice in the same inning when he launched a pair of 3-run bombs in the 7th inning against UC Irvine a couple of months ago. Dom Johnson from Edmond, Oklahoma, put together a season-long hitting streak of 16 games from February 27th to March 27th, exactly a month, the program's longest streak since 2010, a stretch that included 9 consecutive games with multi-hits. There in that stretch, Dom Johnson turned in a team-high 24 multi-hit games in his career there as well. 3 more added on to Pete Hughes, and a nice number on him. He's now seen 82 draftees in his 25-year head coaching career, with 8 coming in the last 4 seasons at K-State. K-State has had at least one player taken in 18 of the last 19 MLB drafts, with multiple players selected in 16 drafts during that span. So, hey, man, I mean, that's kind of overrated. Underrated. Looking at this, I mean, again, I said it on the Dylan podcast, the Dylan Phillips podcast. I'm going to say it here again. Pretty consistently and quietly, K-State baseball has produced some major league talent around here in Manhattan, Kansas. Now, who will be saying that? I didn't expect to be saying that, to be perfectly honest with you, coming over here back and transferring here to K-State back in 2010. I mean, if I was on that trajectory, involved in all this running now, I mean, I would have definitely been involved with the whole baseball thing, for sure. It's kind of funny how things work out. I mean, two avenues. You could go this way, or you could go that way, for sure. So, I mean, hey, I mean, who knows? I mean, I was pretty tabbed back in the day now. One of those guys that, hey, you know, this guy could be MLB draft capable talent, to be detrimentally honest with you guys. Not to say that running isn't, because obviously I'm pretty good at this here. I'm well multi-talented in all areas, really, for that matter, whether it's football, baseball, or track and whatnot. But, you know, hey, the shoe falls where it falls. So I'll be getting ready here to enter in, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be entering in, finally, into my anticipated marathon cycle here, which want to do something on that. There's more to come on that, so stay tuned here on the Pro Project Podcast for more on that. I want to do kind of try to chronicle this as well. My journey to sub-3 continues. You get that elusive sub-3. So obviously, yeah, there's a lot more on. I can go with it, but yeah, at least for me right now, that's the plan. Hopefully, right now, that's been still the plan. Let me take that back. That's not the plan. That's been the goal. That's a lot better. That's been a goal of mine, long time goal of mine, to get sub-3 in a marathon race. So that still continues. So a lot more on that. So stay tuned on that. And yeah, so K-State baseball continuing to put out that talent now. If only they can be a little bit more consistent as a team on the diamond. That's another story for another podcast. But yes, this podcast is brought to you by AutoFest 2022. Folks, that's 2 Saturdays away, 2 weeks away from AutoFest 2022, the Rally in the Valley. It is called the title of this car show event here in Manhattan, Kansas, on the west side of town. It will take place in the parking lot of outside the Midwest Car Collection Center here in Manhattan, Kansas, on the west side of town. Again, I continue to promote that episode, that daily title, Rally in the Valley. Go check that out. You're going to get another reminder. It's here, 2 weeks away. We're going to go over that information again for you guys who are interested in that as well. I hope to reconnect with the folks that put this thing on during that weekend, or maybe hopefully even before that. So I'm still holding out glimmer of hope for that, but they're the ones that wanted us to promote and partner up and promote their car show event throughout the summer, so it's been fun doing that. I'm a car guy as well, so I'm definitely going to planning to make an appearance out there and hopefully speak. If I can't get him to speak then, I'm going to go out there and speak to him then now, maybe afterwards. So that's been awesome to do that as well. So again, dailies, obviously, episode 110 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition will be up tonight as well. So I know the last, handful of episodes have been coming out on Saturday. So hopefully when the football season starts, we will move that to Friday more, either that or no. Yeah, Friday nights before the game. That's the target. Want to get it back to, obviously it's summer now. So, I mean, I mean, you want K-State content, you know, you're going to get more on the weekends as well. But, yeah, that is the plan to get it back on Friday. So, definitely, you can have some K-State content before. So, you're going to have a lot of content before K-State plays, for pretty much example, South Dakota, right? The Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. You're going to have your Football Friday Edition. And then, prime time, or somewhere between 6 and 7, you have the weekly episode out. And then, of course, you have your game on Saturday. So that's the plans there on that. So kind of give you a little scoop, trying to get it starting, I believe, football season, at least for sure. We'll have the Purple Project Weekly back on Friday night. So we'll have to get work around, maybe have to record on Mondays or Tuesdays, one of those two. So but for right now, we're rolling with it. We've been rolling with it with the punches on that as well. So definitely, if you're new to the show, welcome on board to the podcast. If you have been following us for since the summer started or since the year started, we appreciate your support. Definitely make sure you mention the Purple Project Podcast to your fellow friends who love K-State and who are attending the university or who live outside the state of Kansas. Again, the Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it on a long weekend edition of the podcast. Congratulations to Dylan Phillips, Blake Adams, and Dom Johnson for getting drafted, representing K-State in the Major League Baseball first-year player draft in 2022. Eddie Greer, go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.